You're listening to 91.3 WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. Today on Rediscovered Radio, we return to the Vietnam War period, when a Yellow Springs resident, inspired by his Quaker beliefs, took part in a dramatic war protest. His actions are remembered today by the Quaker community he was a part of. Community Voices producer Dave Barber tells the story.
49 years ago this spring, the war in Vietnam was escalating. Nearly 500,000 American troops were in South Vietnam at the time, supporting the government in its war with the North. In the midst of this, a group of protesters, mostly Quakers, set sail in a 50-foot boat heading for North Vietnam. Among them, 61-year-old Horace Champney.
The Yacht Phoenix, a self-ordained mercy ship, manned by a crew of 7 determined American pacifists. Its mission? To bring medical supplies to the North Vietnamese port of Haiphong, despite Red Cross warnings and without State Department clearance.
That's from a Universal newsreel. The voyage of the Phoenix was well covered by media around the world. In the WYSO archives, we have an interview with Champney as he talks about the impact of their mission, which included revealing facts that were not reported by the mainstream press.
One of our press releases got to Washington. The next day, the Pentagon came out admitting that for the first time that they were using these anti-personnel missiles, but describing them as aimed at military objectives. And we saw the vicious things that they did to people, the kids in the hospital, one little girl paralyzed from the waist up for the rest of her life, having been struck by shrapnel bits from one of these anti-personnel bombs.
Horace Champney's audacious participation in the voyage of the Phoenix was not a surprise. His activism went back to his days at Antioch College. In the mid-1920s, he was among a group of students who encouraged racial integration of the college. During World War II, he counseled Quaker students who were grappling with the issue of conscientious objection. Horace Champney was part of an ongoing peace vigil at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base during the Vietnam War. By the time of the January 1973 recording, protests to the war were becoming more widespread, and were including veterans and active duty military personnel.
If one's country's honor is being degraded because of the kind of leadership we have, and because instead of making peace, even as promised, our president, our commander-in-chief, is giving us orders to bomb civilians with obliteration carpet bombing.
Every Saturday at noon at the corner of Limestone Street and Xenia Avenue in Yellow Springs, a peace vigil takes place. Horace Champney's granddaughter Peg is here and has a sign that reads, "Peace is patriotic." Pat DeWeese is also at the vigil, part of a core group associated with Yellow Springs Friends Meeting.
We hold a testimony of nonviolence, and we are historically a peace church. That's been an important part of what Quakers feel is important to witness in their faith.
Pat DeWeese says there were many Quaker actions during the Vietnam War.
Quakers also held a medical mission to build prostheses for people who lost limbs during the war. So they had a very ongoing peace mission within Vietnam during the entire war, in addition to, of course, organizing in the United States against the war.
Sean Telecki is at the vigil, standing next to his 91-year-old grandmother, Hazel.
The peace message is not equally represented in the media, and so people who are pro-peace are led to believe that there's not a lot of us. So when we come out here, we realize that there's actually a lot of people out there that feel a lot the same way that we do.
Hazel Telecki is in a wheelchair in windy, 14-degree weather. She co-founded the vigil with her partner, Bill Houston, over 15 years ago.
It seems obvious to me that war is anti-human. We've gotten so accustomed to the notion that war has to exist.
Horace Champney spent most of his 85 years involved in radical pacifism. He died in 1990. For Rediscovered Radio on WYSO, I'm Dave Barber.
Rediscovered Radio is made possible by the generous support of Ohio Humanities. To hear more stories from this series and explore WYSO's digital audio archives, visit WYSO.org.